And this texter says, unhappy about potholes, stop paying your rates. Get your community involved to do the same. And Tim from Christchurch, when capital works are constantly and fraudulently defined as maintenance works to achieve government funding, then this is a very serious problem. That's Tim from Christchurch. And this texter, I've frequently seen roads in a reasonable condition go to hell in a handbasket after resealing, typically bleeding, losing chip, so they come back and reseal again, and it is still worse. And it is worse still. So then they put up a sign saying slippery when wet, thereby putting the onus on the motorist. That was interesting. Thank you. 23 minutes to 11. And you might remember this story from a few months back. A couple of months ago, Annette Howie and her partner Steve, they sold their Timaru home and moved into a camper van. Well, actually, they had it on the market and they were waiting for settlement day, and then they were going to move into the camper van. And they'd given up their jobs in their home and even left their cat behind. When we first spoke to Annette, she seemed not at all excited about the adventure that was awaiting her. Reticent, I think, would better describe her, or perhaps even nervous. Well, tonight, it's their third night in the camper van, so we thought we'd better get Annette on the line to see how she's going. Hi, Annette.
Hi, how are you?
Have we woken you up?
No, we were watching a DVD.
Oh, in the camper van, that's good.
I know.
Excellent. So I did a little summation of your life story, but can you remind us why you sold your house and moved into a camper van?
Well, it was just time. It was our time, really. We'd sort of had enough working and we wanted to do something completely different. All of our kids had moved out of home and we were sort of ready to go. Our house was too big. So, yeah, we've moved from a big four-bedroom house to a 7-metre-long camper van.
Third night in.
Yeah, it is third night, yeah.
All right. What's the bed like?
Well, at the moment, we're sleeping in the downstairs. I can say we still have upstairs, downstairs in our house. We're sleeping downstairs at the moment. I've just had a wee surgery done, so we're just staying down here until I get a bit stronger to go back upstairs. So, we're sort of sleeping in the lounge / dining room.
Downstairs in the camper van?
Yeah.
Right. You had sort of like a mezzanine-type bed. Is that
right?
It's
above. Yeah, the bed's above the cab, yeah.
Oh, you poor thing. So you've got to stay downstairs for a few more nights.
Yeah, but the bed's a lot bigger because it's really the couch and it sort of converts into a king-size bed, so it's a lot bigger than being wedged up in the corner up the top there.
You don't need that. Well, you're in Timaru and your house, you've got settlement sorted. That's great. Congratulations. You must feel thrilled about that.
Oh, it was sad. As we drove away from the house for the last time, I think we both cried.
Oh, did you? Oh, no.
Yeah, I think it was just, there was so much, build-up to it. There was a lot of packing and moving stuff into our lock-up and saying goodbye to the cat and, there was a lot sort of going on all at once. And then, it's just down the road and I'm still not tempted to go past the house in case we see the cat.
Oh, the cat. So what's your cat's name again?
Hank.
Hank. Oh, no. Yeah, because where you're parked now, if you go out of the camper van and you walk a few steps, you can see your house, can't you?
Yes. About probably 10 steps to the left, we can see the house through the trees.
Oh, no. Have you been out and had a look?
No. Oh, well, I've been and looked at the house. Yeah, I wasn't sure how far away we were from it, so I had a wee squiz.
Everything all right? Seem okay? Are the new owners in?
They're in. Yep. And I did message them and ask about the cat, and they said she was fine. So we've decided not to think about her anymore because we know she's all good.
That's good. So she's staying close to home, although she's quite close to you as well.
Yeah, but she's never gone out the front. She doesn't go near the road. So
that's good.
Oh my gosh! Imagine if we woke up and she's sitting at the doorstep.
Yeah, she doesn't like that camper van from memory.
No, she doesn't. No.
Right. So, what about your husband? Is he enjoying it so far?
Yeah, he's been in here for a week, so he's been here longer than me. I just arrived on Saturday, and so he's sort of it was fairly trashed when I got here. because a lot of the stuff that we couldn't fit into the lock-up ended up in the camper, and we were like, oh my gosh, like there's just not enough space for everything. But since I've been back, we've managed to tidy it all up, and yeah, I just can't get over how long it takes to do the housework. Like thing took me a minute 30.
A minute 30. That's great. So that'll be one of the things that you've loved about it so far.
I bought my Dyson with me. That was my one luxury item because
what?
I'm a person. I like to lux every day. So that was my one luxury that I decided to bring with us. So, but it was a bit of a downer. It only took a minute 30.
Where do you keep that? Has it got a cupboard for it, or was it one of those handheld things?
Yeah, it's a handheld, and it kind of like, you know, sort of detaches into a really small space, so it's not too dramatic.
No, and yeah. By the time you've got it out of the cupboard, it's time to put it back by the sound of things. 1 minute 30.
Yeah, I know. It was probably a little bit extravagant.
So you're in this rehearsal period. You're 100 metres from home, and what's next? I mean, how long is this going to go on for? When are you actually going to, you know, turn on the engine and away you go?
Well, Steve finishes work for good in 3 weeks' time. So
So
it's a 3 week little period of sort of settling in, seeing what if we don't have something that we, you know, something we need for the camper. So yeah, so the 3 weeks will be a good chance to sort of settle in through the honeymoon period.
Did you get a good night's sleep last night?
Yeah, I got really hot actually, considering it was quite cold outside. It gets quite warm in here, so we've got good heating.
Well, that's good. What kind of heating have you got?
So there's gas heating you know, that works with the camper van, but we've also, because we're in a powered site at the top 10, we've got a heater from home as well. So it just takes the chill off the air, so it's not so bad.
3 weeks and counting. All right, we're going to have to keep in touch with you. Just want to know how it goes when you get on the road. And cakes. You said you weren't going to make another cake, but can you make one on the camper?
No, I haven't done any more cakes. I'm still getting orders every day, so I'm going to have to adjust my Facebook page.
Do you listen to your phone messages?
I left it open. No. It's all been through Facebook, so I'll have to adjust that page. So,
Sorry, Annette, what did you say?
That's right. My grandchildren's cakes are coming up next, so I'm definitely going to do those.
Will you do them in the camper?
Well, I can. I've got a wee oven.
Oh, that's good. Oh, you might as well start and see, you know, what you can do there.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to having a crack at it, actually. It's a lot harder when the oven's really tiny. The heat is just really extreme.
That's true. Well, you don't need to do that Dysoning every day. You can stop that. Take that back to the house. Leave it there.
No house to take it to.
Oh, you know, that's true. You could donate it to the old house. But anyway, no, you need that.
I might have to squeeze it into the lock-up.
Yeah, squeeze it into the lock-up. No, you will need it. As soon as I say that and you've left it in the lock-up, you'll need it. Something will be crumbs everywhere. All right, well, that's been great talking to you, Annette. And I hope that things go well in the next 3 weeks for you and Steve.
Yeah, no, so far so good. We've learnt to get out of each other's way. We bump into each other a lot trying to pass each other.
I bet. Tiny living. Very good. Yeah. Thanks, Annette.
No problem at all.
Yeah, good night.